It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers get back to work today. They've been on break for a month, hoping COVID-19 infection rates would improve enough to safely conduct their regular legislative session. Democratic House Majority Leader Danaya Esgar says the top priority will be policies to help address the pandemic. But that's not all lawmakers are preparing to do.
There's a lot of legislators who have done a lot of extensive work with their communities and are bringing forth ideas that they either ran on or ideas that they have talked to their communities about to really get accomplished. And some of those were things that they couldn't get done last year because of COVID. And I think that it's just going to be a balance.
Agenda items could include transportation funding, healthcare costs, and a proposed ban on plastic shopping bags and containers. A second round of federal coronavirus dollars is coming soon to Colorado schools to address pandemic-related needs. But CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports there are challenges.
Districts spent most of the first round of federal dollars last year on laptops and other remote learning support for students, as well as increasing student learning time this fall. This time, Colorado will get four times the money it got the first round. The Department of Education's Melissa Colesman says a lot of the money may go to combating student learning loss.
Tutoring, extended day, extended year, summer school, or boot camps.
But she says the state needs to get more people into the teacher training pipeline, like substitutes who've lost jobs and others. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Mars spacecraft built in Boulder has sent back its first picture of the planet, showing the largest volcano in the solar system. The HOPE probe was launched by the United Arab Emirates. The University of Colorado is collaborating on the mission. It will spend about 2 years orbiting Mars and getting information on the Martian atmosphere. There is snow in the forecast for much of Colorado today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.